Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. You know, we've been going through Romans chapter 1, and if you've been with us, then you've seen the desperate situation that humanity is in apart from Christ. And I wonder if that's not settling in on you personally. And so what if the unease you feel right now is not guilt, but what if it's grace? That lingering discomfort, that nagging awareness, that sense that something is not right with you. According to Scripture, that is not your enemy, it is mercy knocking. Romans 1:28 describes what happens when God lets go. But the fact that conviction still stirs in you means that he has not let go yet. And so this is kindness. Christ stands ready, not with condemnation for the repentant, but with righteousness for the guilty. He has already borne wrath. He has already satisfied justice. There is no more wrath left for those who are in Christ. The gospel is not self-improvement. It is surrender. So you don't fix your mind or yourself before coming to Christ. You come to Christ so that you can be fixed, so that your mind can be renewed. And if you recognize yourself in Romans chapter 1, that recognition itself is mercy. So don't suppress it. Respond to it. Today is the day of salvation where you can repent of your sin and place your faith in Christ Jesus. Here's just a simple prayer that coming from your heart, you can pray. Jesus, I come to you as my only hope. Save me, a sinner. Renew my mind and reign over my life. Here are two peoples that you can pray for as well. Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines, and also the DIGO Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Kenya.